You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Jason Longshore, we talk soccer on Tuesday nights. We talk Atlanta soccer. We talk Georgia soccer. We talk Southeastern soccer. We talk United States soccer. We talk soccer all over this hemisphere. And we got some of that going on right now in the Copa Libertadores. We talk soccer from Europe. We got the Premier League kicking off, Liga kicking off this week. We'll get into all of that. We talk soccer in Asia, Africa, all over the globe. It's what we do on AST each and every week. And sometimes we are joined by Madison Cruz on AST, like this time. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting ready, you know, for the start of so many different leagues. You have Liga, you have Premier League, you also have college soccer starting up. So there's a lot to be excited about.
We'll be getting into all that as we go, but we have Atlanta United as well, and we were training today, so we'll talk about what we saw and what we heard. Watch the team go through, I thought was kind of an interesting attacking sequence and drill. We were kind of walking through that one. We'll get into that a little bit as we go. I mean, you were on full-time report. I think I said a lot during the game on Saturday about how things were in Montreal. It was another one of those 2025 kind of performances where there's a lot of good from Atlanta United, especially early, but they didn't get anything to show for it. Forced some big saves, but couldn't put the ball past Thomas Gilliet. And then you have a moment where you break down on a throw-in, you give up a goal, and you're running uphill the rest of the game. Now, they did run uphill, and they made it to the top of the hill. Alexi Maranchuk with a header inside the six off of a deflection and stoppage time, and you get a point. You needed three. It's not going to be enough, but I think in general, and I feel pretty comfortable saying this, you look at the last 6 weeks, this team has improved a dramatic amount from where they were to where they are now. Now, the results aren't showing that, but the performances are. And I know that's a sticky subject for some, but it's real. We're watching this team day in and day out, and they are playing so much better than they have been. And with the new additions that are coming in, hopefully that level continues to tick up.
I think an important reason for that too is because of the relationships we're seeing brew on the field. We talk about it a lot in the last couple of weeks, and it still, I think, rings true even now. It's, you know, Ronald Hernandez, it's Alexi Baranchuk, it's Miguel Amaron really connecting on that right side. And I think that's been brewing for a while. I think now that you're seeing that transition with Brooks Lennon saying over there on the left side now, being the left back with Saba Lobchenidze up top, that's a relationship we've already seen on the right. Now it's being translated on the left. And I think you're seeing relationships really start to solidify and become more one on the field. And I think that's a big jump, especially from what we saw at the very beginning of the season, where it felt like at times it felt disconnected. Now I feel like you're seeing this team really connect on the field. And we've been seeing it, I think we've talked about it since, I think, the Charlotte match. I think that's been the big one for me. You've seen an improvement every single matchup leading up to this point. And yeah, you know, the performances are there, but you got to get results. Kenny Miller talked about it. Bartow Sleash talked about it. So did Ronnie Dyla talk about it. Like, you got to get results, because unfortunately, you're to the point where one goal in a game doesn't solidify it for you. You have to put it away in the first half. That's why in Atlas, you were able to kind of in the second half to take a step back, because you had three goals in the first half. You have to put away those chances. You got to make those chances count. You have to put those goals away, because then later on in the match, when you do have a situation, you're able to then be a little bit like, okay, we can handle this. This is fine. You have to be able to put games away early in order to see the results. And that's what we have to see. But I think performance-wise, it has been so much better in the last couple of weeks.
Somebody we talked to today after training is somebody who's a big part of putting opportunities away, Emmanuel Latte-Lott. He spoke to the media. This was the three questions that I asked him as part of media availability today. And here's that conversation.
Team's been playing better as of late. What are some of the things that have made it work better in your mind lately?
Well, the thing, for me, I think it's the mental things. Like, everybody understood, like, where we come from, what we did this season. So, something changed on our mind, and I think we are more like we know, like, what we need to, like, what is our goal, you know? So something changed in our mind.
Feels like the team has also stepped up and pressed higher a lot, and that's helped things. Is that something that you think is important to help things go for?
We show our identity, that we want to press, and the great chances from the pressing. So these are things that give us even energy, you know, good energy in the game, and we try to work.
How are you feeling physically after not having a break since really last summer?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know, sometimes I feel like tired. It's wrong with the moment, but I have everything here to work on it, so I'm working to defeat every time.
Yeah, look, pro athletes don't like to show weakness, and I think it's clear that playing really nonstop since, what, August of 24, when the championship season started with Middlesbrough, and then, yeah, there was the move at the end of the transfer window coming to Atlanta. Now you're in that point where you've gone past, you know, championship season ended in May. You're 3 months past where your body's telling you, like, bruh, I'm used to a break right about now. And I think it's showing a little bit. He's trying to fight through it. And I give Latte-Lott a ton of credit, one, for just speaking to us, and two, for being open and showing a little bit of weakness, because it's hard. It's hard when you're a goal scorer and you're not scoring. It's hard when your body's telling you, stop, like, take a break, like, stop. It's hard to fight through that. I think he is really trying to, and I like to see his teammates trying to, you know, kind of help him through that as well. But the other side is, you know, he's not scoring like we expected he would, and he's getting the opportunities to. Hopefully something can break in a good way for him going forward.
I said it in the full-time report as well. You know, Abe Gordon asked me about it too. And I think a lot of it does have to do with that fatigue, with just the nonstop going. And it's just hitting a point. It happens to all of us. It kind of is like almost like you're overexerting yourself. You're overworking yourself. And then you just hit a point where it's just like, I can't go anymore. Like, this is a lot. And I think that's what's happening. And I also think because of that, you're also then dealing with, on top of it, okay, I'm not scoring. I'm not helping the team. And that can affect confidence on the field too as well. I think going back and looking at the performance, I think you are seeing Latte-Lott. He is working hard. I mean, like, he is putting it out there. Every dying breath, he is out there hustling for this team. And I think it's unfortunate that the goals haven't fallen his way. But to see his teammates, to see Sabo Lopchanidze, who talked about it as well in media today, talking about how they're lifting him up and getting him ready to go and giving him all of the opportunity and all of the support that he needs in this time, because it is hard. It's very difficult. And every single striker, every single goal scorer in the league and all over the world has probably been through something like this. So everybody knows how it can hurt and how it can be difficult to get out of this rut. But you have your team there to help lift you back up and get back where you need to be.
They're going to keep trying to feed him and trying to give him opportunities. And you teed it up. You mentioned Saba. Saba spoke to the media as well. And here are the questions that Maddie and I had for Mr. Lobjanice.
We've seen you and Brooks play a lot on the right side. Now we've seen it in the last couple of matches switch to the left. How does that pre-existing relationship help when you are switching sides?
Yeah, of course. It's different, but still, he knows my game. I know him, you know, so like there is no like so big difference, you know. So.
How much does it help to get Inea, Steven, and Juan now integrated into the group?
I mean, like it's gonna be. I think we had a really good players, you know. So like, honestly, in this defensively, we will be much better in the next games, you know.
As somebody who's gone through that transition of coming here from Europe, what kind of advice do you give them about getting started?
Yeah, I mean, like, still, you have to do a lot of job, you know. Like, it's kind of different style of football, but still, you know, like, there is no like crazy difference or something like, or it's like totally opposite or something, you know. So it's okay, you know.
Saba talking about the new additions is something else I wanted to get into with you. We've seen Inea Mikai for a little while now. We saw Steven Alsate. We saw Juan Bettercall for the first time in Atlanta United kits in Montreal. Limited minutes for both as they try to get back up to fitness. They finished the European season in May, like we were talking about with Latte Lot, and they haven't been training. So they're in a different side of the physical battle that athletes go through. But we saw Bettercall for a little bit longer. We saw Alsate for a very short period of time. What did you make of the two of them and what they potentially add to the team?
I'll go ahead and start with Juan Bettercall. I mean, I really enjoyed his play. You know, it's one of those where it's almost like you're looking ahead and seeing, you know, with that ability and kind of seeing who that center back pairing would be. You know, we've seen Inea Mihai. I've really enjoyed his game. I think he has been someone that is coming in and immediately making an impact, being a leader. And, you know, Juan Bettercall came in and almost got a header, you know, as soon as he came in too, you know. And I also too remember that challenge too. Owusu went right up to him and just went up to him. He fell down to the ground and Bettercall turned back around and was like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, the one when Owusu like jumped into Bettercall and then fell down and flopped like he was trying out for Olympic diving, and Bettercall just gave him the smirk. It was good.
Yeah, it was great. And I think he brings something a little bit, I think, almost like a smooth operator in the back of, especially in the center back duo, someone who is very smooth with the ball, very technical. He comes from La Liga, and I think he's going to bring that to that back line as well. I'm really excited to see him get more minutes, especially with this group and what he can bring as well. Also a very good leader too. You know, I think that brings you more of that presence back there. And then as Steven Alsate, he's someone that Ronnie Dyla knows very well, especially from his past coaching jobs too. He only came in for a little bit, but I like the spark that he brings. He's someone who can come in and make an impact in the midfield. And especially when you look at the competition in the midfield now, it's strong. You got Bartosz Leish, you have Will Riley, you have Steven Alsate, you have Tristan Mwamba, you have Jay Fortune when he is back and ready to go too. That's a strong competitive group of midfielders. And, you know, if you're Atlanta United, you're happy with this selection. You got a lot of, you're like a kid in a candy shop. It's like, okay, you have so many different players who can give you so much different qualities. It's a hard decision for Kenny Miller and for Ronnie Dyla, but hey, you know what? It's a decision you want to have to make, especially in a situation like this.
Yeah, you want competition. You want four center backs like you have right now with the two newcomers and Steon Gregerson and Derek Williams. You want them all pushing one another. You want Tristan Mwamba, Will Riley, Jay Fortune when he is healthy. You want them pushing. You want Cooper Sanchez pushing what you think will probably be your starting duo in Alsate and Sleish. But just because you think it's going to be one way doesn't mean that's what it actually ends up being. Like, we've seen Brooks Lennon on the left, and I kind of like what we're seeing from Brooks Lennon on the left. I think there's potential there for something that looks a little different. We're seeing Saba back into the team after kind of a poor run. He started the season really well and then kind of went into a just an abyss a little bit where he couldn't quite get things going. And you could see it on his face. You know, he's a very expressive player and it wasn't happening for him. And now it is. So cool. Mm-hmm. Ride that. Luke Brennan's been really good as well. And maybe him pushing has kind of pushed Saba. But I want to go back to something that Latte Lott said about the identity of the team. And, you know, we're as positive as we can be about where this thing is right now, but you almost have to win out to get into the playoffs. That's never happened in club history where you've won nine straight. It hasn't. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to do in Major League Soccer, especially with the schedule that Atlanta United has. You are going to go and compete in every game because that's what this team does, and that's what you need to do to find out what you have. But you do have to look at next year, and you have to also look at the identity that is being formed. And I go back to something I said it with Chris Thomas last night on the station. You can't control wins and losses if you're a coach, but you can control how you lose, you know, how you win. But more importantly, you can control how you lose. And I think if I'm a coach like Ronnie Dyla, I'm not going to leave it up to chance and play 50-50 soccer and bomb it long and hope for knockdowns and that kind of stuff and concede possession and not press and just drop off and kind of cross my fingers and hope and flip a coin and maybe I get lucky on the day. He's going to want to go down swinging with his soccer that is high pressing, that is vertical, that wants the ball, that wants to be creative, that wants to get numbers forward. And if the other team's better on the day, so be it. You want to be better. But he's going to want to play it his way. And I think we're seeing, after maybe a couple of stops and starts, I think we're seeing what Dyla Ball can be for this team. And I like where it's going. I want to see it with Buttercall and Alzate at full fitness to maybe get a better glimpse of it. It's going to be interesting.
I agree as well. I think especially just from talking to Ronnie Dyla as well, I even think back to a quote that he said post-match against Montreal too. It's something where, you know, we can sit here and feel sorry for ourselves and, you know, they've had that conversation within the team, but no, that's not what they're going to do. They're going to go into every single match and they're going to go in swinging and they're going to go down swinging. They are going to claw their way. They're going to fight their way into games. They're going to fight their way back into games. It doesn't matter how it's going to go. And that's exactly what Ronnie Dyla wants the squad to do. And I think we've seen that in the last couple of games and even throughout the season too. You've seen this team fight in a lot of moments. And whether it was a win, whether it was a loss, whether it was a draw, it doesn't matter. You've seen the character, I think, grow in this team and the identity of what Ronnie Dyla wants his team in Atlanta United colors to be, especially when he is here. Like, that is who you want this team to be. You want to see a team that's going to fight. And Ronnie Dyla has seen that. And you're going to want to see that continue to grow and continue to improve throughout the rest of this season heading into next year as well.
Well, they're going to go and swing into Colorado on Saturday night. Pregame coverage will start at 8:30. It will be Maddie and it will be Nick Alifi on your pregame and postgame duties. Mike Conte and I will be in Colorado. We might even throw a microphone in front of Jarrett Smith, who is going to join us in Colorado. So it will be a very interesting Five Stripes After Dark on Saturday night.
Nick
kickoff
and
9:40.
Jarrett? Insane.
Nick and Jarrett potentially on at the same time. You, me, Mike, it's going to be chaos. Join us, will you, on the Odyssey app on 92.9 The Game. Pre-game coverage again, 8:30, kickoff at 9:40, Atlanta United and Colorado Rapids. Coming up next on AST, other stuff going on this weekend that I know a lot of people are very excited about. The Premier League kicking off its new season. We'll give you a kind of a primer, maybe all the things you need to know when you're talking to your buddies in the group chat. We'll get you set up for the Premier League season. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Jason Longshore, Madison Cruz here with you tonight. We've talked Atlanta United. We're watching the end of a chaotic match in the Copa Libertadores with former Atlanta United center back Alan Franco involved with Sao Paulo. Atletico Nacional's missed two penalties. They can't find a goal. It looks like the first leg's going to finish scoreless in the round of 16. We'll get you caught up on all of Copa Libertadores in the 3-4-3. But right now we're going to talk about the Premier League kickoff coming up this Friday. The champions Liverpool will play Bournemouth in the opener Friday afternoon, our time, Friday night football over in England. Full slate of games on Saturday and Sunday. Tons of stuff to get into. We'll give you a little bit of a primer for you. If you're talking to your friends and you want to sound smart in the group chat, we're going to help you out here with what we're expecting a little bit from the Premier League this season. Liverpool are your defending champions. They have spent very, very big in the summer on top of winning the league last year by quite a bit. They've added one of the best players from the Bundesliga in Florian Wirtz. They've added a great striker in Hugo Ekitike. They've added Kirkish to strengthen their back line. They've added Jeremy Frimpong. They've spent a ton of money. They were already the best team in England last season, and now they've spent money to be even better. Anything can happen, and we know how this goes. We've watched this play out with Atlanta United this season. But, I mean, Matty, I don't think you can say that anybody else is the favorite to win the Premier League after what they did last year and the fact that they should be better on paper this year.
I think this Premier League season, I think, could end up, and this is, I don't know if this is a hot take or not, just from like seeing everything, this season could be one of the most competitive seasons in the Premier League I think we've ever seen. Because of the different clubs and because of everything else. I mean, you have Liverpool, the defending champions, you have Arsenal runner up as well, but like Chelsea too being Club World Cup champions. You have Manchester City trying to claw their way back, especially being knocked out of the Club World Cup in the way, not having the best season last year. You have a lot of clubs who are fighting for things. You know, you have so many new faces. Sunderland's coming into the matchup too, which as a Newcastle fan, listen, I'm not looking forward to that matchup because, listen, especially with the way things have been going right now, I don't want to talk about it. We're not going to talk about any of that later.
Okay,
but
we're going to come back to Newcastle. Let's go backwards forwards then, because you mentioned Sunderland. The three teams that are up new this year, Sunderland, Leeds, and Burnley. And I want to share this with people out there who are hung up on promotion relegation, and there's talk about, you know, with MLS has to do promotion relegation. It's a must. Well, what you have right now in England is not necessarily a good situation. Past two seasons, the three teams that have come up went straight back down the next year. Burnley, Leeds, and Sunderland are going to try to do that and try to stay up this year. it's getting worse and worse for the teams that are coming up, which means the gap is getting bigger and bigger. When they started doing the three up, three down, and they started playing 38 games, the three promoted sides since 1996, 1997, the three promoted sides have averaged 113 points between them in their first year in the Premier League. Last season, the three clubs that got promoted, they made 59 points. Like, it's horrendous. The gap between the 17 teams that are in the Premier League and sticking and the yo-yo teams that are going up and down is huge, and it's not getting any closer. I don't think any of the three stay up this year. I don't think they do. I think Newcastle will have some fun playing Sunderland and probably whooping up on them, hopefully. But it's not a good thing that you're getting this huge gap. And then you start to look at the rest of the league. I'm with you in the sense that I think it will be a really competitive season among that top four.
Yeah.
And I think Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester City, all very strong. They're all going to be playing in the Champions League. They're all contenders. I think Liverpool's the favorite, but the other three, if any of them won it, I wouldn't be shocked. But I feel like from those four, then there's a gap back to another group. Then there's probably a split between 5 through 17. Like, there's a split somewhere in there, maybe a couple minor splits. Mm-hmm. But that group it could go any which way. I think it's going to be really competitive in that top four as to who wins. I think it's going to be competitive for the Europa League and the Conference League spots. But I feel like you're seeing these gaps start to develop in the Premier League that over time, as we're seeing at the bottom, I think it's really scary. I don't think it's good for competitive balance and the league being as entertaining as it generally mm-hmm. has been as of late.
Yeah, you're seeing, I think, more of like a, oh, okay, you expect a matchup between, you know, Man City, Newcastle, you know, Aston Villa, I'd put them there too, Liverpool, Arsenal. You always know that those games are going to be competitive. Then you get to the ones where it is, you know, Leeds, where it is Sunderland, and you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, that's going to be easy 3 points. You shouldn't be saying that. I think when you make it to the Premier League, it's like, okay, this is a competitive thing. And now we all could be totally wrong, and Sunderland could pull off an incredible feat this season and do something that
there's
hasn't been done
nothing
in a hot
to back
minute,
that up though.
But nothing to back it up because of everything going forward. And I agree with you. I think it is becoming a lot harder once you do get promoted. It's a great thing, but it's so much more difficult to stay up in the Premier mm-hmm. League. And you're seeing it all. I mean, you're going to see it with Man United. Man United almost was this close to being relegated last season.
Well, they were in place. They weren't in actual points. And that's where I think this gap between like 17 and 18 mm-hmm. is too big.
It's way too big.
It's too much. I mean, Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester United were 16 and 17 last year. Mm-hmm. And both should be, they should be. I mean, not that long ago, we were talking not a big four. We were talking about a big six, big seven. It's back to a big four.
Yeah.
Manchester United, I think, will be better this year. Tottenham, I don't know if they will be. Tottenham, I mean, they're not going to get relegated, but they might be in the bottom half of the team.
I mean, losing Seon Heung-min is hard for them. Especially that's someone that they've
Madison to injury too. Like,
absolutely,
that's really rough.
Like, that's rough. Like, and it's one of those where like the Spurs are going to be looking for who's going to be that next person for them, who's going to be the star. Sonny was that, and Sonny's now with LAFC. Which, listen, I could go on and on. I am so excited about him being in MLS. Yeah. I could go on and on about that, but that's for another conversation later.
Yeah. I love the signing too.
It's I think it's incredible. But the Spurs are looking for an identity as well. Man United, I think they're still trying to get some things going. I do think they'll be a bit better, but
they'll be better.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like that I like what they got when Šeško. I like Mbeumo. Like, I like where they're going. I still have questions. I don't think mm-hmm. they're a top four team. I think there's too big of a drop off in terms of the middle of the park.
Can I give you one that might be a hot take? But I'll say watching the summer series.
Okay.
I think Bournemouth could be pretty solid this season.
Bournemouth's an interesting one because they sold three defenders for double or triple each of the individual's investment. So mm-hmm. like they've made a good bit of money here in the last year. Now they got to reload.
Yeah, I think if they reload, but I mean, I'm talking performance-wise, especially against West Ham. I thought they were arguably the better team. Unfortunately, they just couldn't find the goals. And it's one of those things, again, where you got to put the game away and you got to find the goals and to make it count, especially with that performance. And they just couldn't do it. West Ham were able to get the better of them, and they were able to come up with the two goals to come make up for it. But I think Bournemouth, if they're able to get some of those players back and they're able to find that form and find some of those goals, I think Bournemouth could be up there in the middle tier and right up there, because I really like the way that they did play against West Ham.
I think, yeah, I think they're around the 10 spot.
That's my hot take. That's my hot take of what I'm thinking right now.
Not that spicy. I mean, I think around 10th is probably doable. I want to see if West Ham can be better with Graham Potter for a whole year. I think they could be. Aston Villa, Palace, and Nottingham Forest, it'll be in Europe this year alongside playing league. I think they all could struggle a little bit because of the midweek games in European competition. And that's going to open a door for maybe a West Ham, maybe a Bournemouth, maybe a Fulham, somebody to kind of jump into one of those spots. Now, I've held it off as long as I can. You, as a Newcastle fan, we have to talk about this, because they're the ones that maybe definitely on the negative side of falling. Manchester United is the one that maybe on the positive side of going up from where they finished last year could be the biggest climber. Newcastle's a fascinating one because, look, Alexander Isak wants out. He's made that very clear. What were you saying? Reports now that he's moved out of his home in Newcastle?
I did a quick search of just Alexander Isak, and there was a couple of rumors that he has moved out of his home in Newcastle, which, again, not good, especially with the way that... he's gone. Like, I believe he wants to move to Liverpool. Liverpool gave an offer. The first offer was rejected by Newcastle. Yeah. Now, I haven't heard anything if there's another conversation of another offer.
It seems
offer.
Like a dance right now.
That's what I think, too.
Liverpool has just sold Darwin Nunez, so they've brought in more money. They've got money to spend if they want to spend.
Yeah.
They offered Newcastle, I think, £120 million.
Mm-hmm.
They've got more money in the bank now after selling Nunez. They did add Ekitike. That was one player that Newcastle wanted to get to replace Isak.
Yep.
So you're stuck in the spot where Newcastle wants to get a replacement lined up. They have failed to make any major signings this summer, and they've tried, and they've put offers out there, and they've negotiated, and they've tried to get deals done. Newcastle is not historically, in terms of clout, a London club. Because there is a difference. Players will want to go to London rather than go to Newcastle. And that stinks, but we see it in MLS as well. That's just any country where some cities are going to be more attractive than others.
Yeah.
But then also, in terms of, even though Newcastle is a European club right now, being in Champions League, I don't think they're seen the same way as some of the others. So you've had people turn them down, and they have to go get a forward. Yohan Wiese from Brentford is one that they're trying to get. Brentford wants to get that replacement lined up before they would sell Lisa. Then Newcastle wants to get their replacement lined up before they would sell Isak. You've got time in the window. You've got a few more weeks, but the longer this goes on with Isak, the more it hurts Newcastle in the long run, because we're going to sit here and talk about, well, why can't they get these deals done? Why can't they get the replacements in? This is not good. And it hurts where the club is.
Mm-hmm.
I like Eddie Howe as a manager a lot. I think his version of what he wants this team to be is very good.
I agree.
But he doesn't have the same talent level that he did last year.
No.
And they're going to have a tougher test being in European competition alongside trying to compete with four teams that went out and spent big, big money in Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester City, and Chelsea.
Yeah, you still have a couple of the same players you saw last season. Trippier's one, Scar's another one. I really like Trippier. I think he's arguably, he is so good.
Good player, but
very good player.
Not at the same level as these other guys.
Not, and that's the issue, is you're trying to bring somebody in to match the level of competition right now, and it's unfortunately you're just not, it's not cutting it. And I agree with you as well. The longer you keep Alexander Isak, the longer you hold on to this and you're clinging, the worse it's going to be. It's one of those, Isak wants to go. He wants to leave. He's already packing up his house, according to reports. He wants to go. And the longer you hold on, it's like a toxic relationship. The longer you hold on to it, the worse it's going to get. And that's what's happening. And it's one of those where a deal's got to be done soon, because you get that deal done. And again, I mean, if you're looking at the principles of it all, listen, sports management major here for a quick second. If you went on and then tried to sell Alexander Isak to Liverpool and that deal comes through, that opens up more money for you to then go scout other places to get other names for being your top striker.
Yeah, I just don't think you're going to have the time.
I don't think so either, but it's like, I think the waiting game, I understand trying to get something lined up and trying to figure that out, but now you're also in a waiting game with Brentford now if you're trying to get that striker too. It's like, you can't win right now. You've waited so long and you've put off a couple things and now it's like, okay, what do we do? Hey, like the season's about to start, like, and we don't have that. And so I don't know what's going to happen on Saturday against Aston Villa. I have no idea. I have no idea.
I don't know who's going to be starting up top. That's the thing.
That's the other thing.
Forward.
That's the other thing. Like it's like, okay, let's see. But I think I could see a flip. If Newcastle's able to find somebody and get somebody in to be up top and they're able to get things figured out quickly, I think Newcastle could be sitting, I think, around middle of the table. I don't think they will be where they were at the end of the season last year. But I think they'll still be in the middle area of the table. But you got to get something figured out soon. And that's been my biggest issue is I'm like, you got to get something. I mean, now Kosciuszko is going to United. Like, it's, you got to get something figured out here. Like, you got to get something going.
I'll drop my hot take on the way to break. I think Manchester United will finish higher than Newcastle this season.
Don't say that.
They went out and they spent and they got guys in. I think they'll be better.
And I know you're
Newcastle,
right.
I don't know if they have a top striker in before the window closes. I think you might be looking at, in January to go get really spend the money that you're going to get for Isak eventually.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Season starts on Friday. We'll be talking about it and all what these teams do in Champions League and Europa League and Conference League throughout the season on AST. But coming up next, it's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make us smile about the game that we love so much. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's time for the 3-4-3, which is brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. I'm Jason Longshore, Madison Cruz alongside. We got three local stories. We got four headlines. We got three things that make us smile about this game that we talk way too much about and just blow through breaks tonight. But we're going to try to make this one happen in our allotted time slot. Cross your fingers. Three local stories. Number one, Atlanta United 2. They defeated Toronto FC 2 3-1. Fourth win of the season up in Toronto. Patrick Weah, Ryan Carmichael, Rodrigo Neri all got goals. That goal for Carmichael, his first of the year. Really good win for the twos on Friday night, Maddie.
Really needed as well, especially when you've been on this run where the performances have been so solid for the twos. You get a performance like that against Toronto, a really good side. I would argue, say, one of the best performances we've seen of the twos this season. And It's really great, especially heading into Sunday's matchup as well, back at Fifth Third in Kennesaw.
Yep, Sunday, Crown Legacy coming to town, making the trip down I-85. 7:30 kickoff on Sunday. We'll have that coverage for you on the SDH Network. Maddie will be on play-by-play. I'll be on color. You can listen starting at 7 o'clock at our Mixlr channel, or just go to soccerdownhere.net and click listen. That's the easy way. Number two, on the local side, college soccer getting underway this week. The University of Georgia, they are hosting number 8-ranked UCLA on Thursday in Athens. Really big game for the Dogs. And they'll be wearing their new, and I'm really surprised they haven't done this before, their new Silver Britches kit for the first time in an official match. They wore it in a friendly over the weekend. It's red shirts. It's like silver or gray shorts. It's kind of like the football team where, yeah, it's Silver Britches, but it's really more gray right now. Thanks, Nike. And red socks. I mean, you can't really do the shiny silver with shorts as easily as the football team did back in the day. But I don't know. I like the kit combination. What about you?
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favorites, I think, especially heading into this season. It's one of my favorites. I said just the little promo video, I thought it was so retro. It was cool getting to see the flashbacks of the old Georgia football. You got to see them walking out, and then it was Kirby Smart and the whole team walking out. It was really cool. The whole production, I'm excited to see it on Thursday when they face a really good UCLA team.
Now, look, I'm an OG. I would actually like to see silver britches, not gray britches. But I think for shorts, shiny silver would look really, really weird. I like the soccer kits. They look really good. Hopefully Georgia has a big season with Kidani McAlpine leading the Dogs yet again. Number three on the local side, Ian Cameron. He stepped down as manager of South Georgia Tormenta. He'd been there since 2020, won the USL League One title in 2022. Mark McKeever currently serving as the interim manager. I'll be really interested to see what South Georgia Tormenta does with their new managerial hire, and I would assume they'll probably do it in the offseason. Let's get into headlines from all over the world. Number one, Copa Libertadores tonight. The round of 16 kicked off. And a lot of Atlanta United connections in the Copa Libertadores round of 16. Mateus Osechu, one of my favorite players. I've talked about him so much on this show and ranted and raved about how people perceive him. Well, he came off the bench for Fortaleza tonight. He got two yellow cards in about 16 minutes and got sent off in their scoreless draw with Vélez. Not usually the kind of game that you expect out of Mr. Josechu, but maybe he's gotten a little nasty in his style down in Brazil. Not sure. Game that just finished, Atlético Nacional and Sao Paulo. Two missed penalties for Edwin Cardona for Atlético Nacional in Colombia. They drew scoreless as well with Sao Paulo. So two scoreless draws. The third game of the night had even more Atlanta United connections. Sao Paulo with Alan Franco, by the way. So Atlanta United connections in all three of these games. Peñarol of Uruguay hosted Racing of Argentina. You had Eric Remedy. You had Tito Villalba for Peñarol. And you have Santiago Sosa for Racing. Peñarol got the home win in that one in Montevideo. That finished 1-0. Remedy has been really good for Peñarol. He started in this one Sosa has been outstanding for Rossing as of late, playing as a center back, playing in the middle of a three center back setup, something we didn't really see him do here in Atlanta. But they'll have to go back to Argentina and try to get something out of the second leg. So only one goal in the three games, but you had all kinds of chaos. The rest of the week, you can watch all these games on BN Sport on Fanatis. Tomorrow night, you've got Cerro Porteño of Paraguay hosting Estudiantes. You have Flamengo, who had a great run in the Club World Cup. They are hosting Internacional, Luis Araujo, another Atlanta United connection. And then Thursday, you've got three games, Botafogo hosting Liga de Quito, Libertad hosting River Plate, and Universitario of Peru hosting Palmeiras. Again, round of 16, the first legs kicking off tonight. Number two, we talk a lot about foreign leagues all over the world, and now they are looking at hosting games in the United States in deeper and deeper ways. The Spanish Football Association has approved the possibility of moving a December game with Barcelona traveling to Villarreal. Not traveling there, both of them traveling to Miami. Is this a good idea? What do you think?
Well, for Barcelona, I don't know. I mean, they're
that's a whole nother topic.
Like, I feel like we shouldn't get into that. We don't have that much time to even get into.
And this is a road game for Barca, so they have nothing to do with this.
Oh, so then maybe never mind. But I mean, I don't mind it. I think it brings some exposure, especially to the game. It's a different type as well. You know, you go to Miami, especially with the hotbed that's happening down there with soccer. I think it's a good idea. I don't see, but I'm always for having soccer matches all over the States. I love it.
I get that side of it. I would hate it if Atlanta United moved a game to Madrid just to do it.
That's very true.
So like I see both sides of it. Money's always going to talk bigger than we're going to talk.
And absolutely. Talk, yep.
And that's what this is going to come down to. I hope it is on a limited basis, like we see with the NFL. We'll see.
I agree.
It's going to become a thing, though. It's going to get interesting. Speaking of Miami, let's go to number three on the headlines. Federico Redondo and Drake Callender on their way out of the club, according to ESPN. Redondo set to join Elche in La Liga on a transfer. Drake Callender headed in a trade to Charlotte, which is really
wild.
I don't get that one at all, with Christian Colina being one of the best goalkeepers in the league.
Wild.
But you look on the Miami side of this, Redondo, his playing time is gone with Rodrigo De Paul in the team now. And Callender's been on the outside looking in all year with Ustari there. So I get moving them. I'm just surprised about Callender to Charlotte. Let's wait and have takes on that later, because maybe there's more to it. Maybe there's more coming. I don't know. Number four, another goalkeeper on the move, and maybe a little bit of a surprise. Gianluigi Donnarumma leaving PSG. He's been excluded from the Super Cup squad, where PSG will play Tottenham Hotspur tomorrow, the Europa League winner against the Champions League winner. Luis Enrique said straight up, it's a technical decision. He wants a different kind of goalkeeper. They went out and they signed Lucas Chevalier from fellow league Un club. So you're adding Chevalier, who's maybe a little more technical, a little bit more, can play with his feet, can do those things. That's not necessarily Donnarumma's strength. Luis Enrique said all kinds of great things about Donnarumma. Now he's been linked with possibly Manchester City. Manchester United has talked about goalkeepers. That's another one that could come in and maybe change the pecking order in the Premier League. One of the top goalkeepers in the world is now suddenly available.
That one, listen, if Man United ends up picking Donnarumma, your take on Man United being ahead of Newcastle is going to really skyrocket for me as well. I might actually
join you with that one. Well, they might go get Donnarumma, and they might go get Carlos Baleba from Brighton. Both of the Manchester clubs are bidding for him. That could be $140 million. So, yeah, it could get really interesting in the last 2.5 weeks or so of the silly season in Europe. All right, let's finish on a high note. Three things that make us smile about the game. Number one for me, we talked about it in the first segment. Seeing Steven Alzate, seeing Juan Bettercall on the field making their debuts, two guys that I think add a lot to Atlanta United and make this team better. Maybe it doesn't show in the standings this year, but I think it's going to be a massive help to build around for 2026. What about you? What's something that makes you smile about the game?
Oh, mine is also MLS related, but mine has to go all the way on the west side. As well, talking about LAFC and their newest signing, Sun Heung-min, made his debut for LAFC last weekend as well. Come in and drew a penalty as well. A lot of people I know were a little upset that maybe he didn't take it, but I you know, you give it to Bwanga.
He just
showed
up. Yeah.
You have to. You have to give it to Bwanga there. And I'm really excited to see Sonny really, really show up in this league. I personally think it's going to be arguably one of the best signings behind Lionel Messi coming to the league. I completely and firmly believe that. He is such a good player. I loved him with Tottenham Hotspurs. I'm really excited to see him with LAFC. And listen, it's going to be an interesting one, especially when Atlanta United heads over there in the next couple of weeks to face them.
Yeah, I think he's going to energize the Korean fan base that hasn't ever really been energized in
Absolutely.
This league before. And it's going to be massive. I've said I hope Korea gets drawn to come to Atlanta for the World Cup next year because of what that will look like and what it will feel like with a fan base that we haven't really seen in this country in those kind of numbers. Son coming to MLS is going to be huge. Number three for me, another player in an MLS club, but somebody you probably don't know yet, Santiago Pita, U18 player with Atlanta United. We've seen him in the academy. He made his first start at the professional level over the weekend in that Atlanta United 2 win in Toronto. He was in training today with the first team. He's the kind of player that I just love. He is audacious. He is just a ridiculous guy in 1v1s. There was never a dribble that he said no to. And even today, just watching him in training and seeing in this attacking session, not backing off. He's 1v1 against starters in the first team. He doesn't care. He's getting a shot off. I love to see that. He's such a talented player. He's just the kind of player that makes me smile when he tries to dribble past you with some ridiculous move. It's the kind of soccer I love. Hopefully Santiago Pita can be somebody that you get to see in the bends down the line. That's going to do it for us. We will be back on air in a soccer capacity on Saturday night, 8:30 for the Five Stripes Countdown with Madison Cruz and with Nick Alifi. Kickoff at 9:40 from Commerce City, Colorado, Colorado Rapids, Atlanta United. And then post-game show after that, it will be Five Stripes After Dark. It will be chaotic. Jarrett Smith will be on a microphone at some point. It will be absurd. Hopefully you can join us for that on Saturday. But have a good rest of your evening, everybody. Adios.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.